do you feel physically, Hajin?
Oh, I'm all right. You know, took a couple shots, but nothing bad, and felt fine, and had a little tweak with my leg there and just a freak moment, but nothing, you know, serious or anything. I feel fine.
Leg or ankle?
Yeah, it was my leg. It was, I don't know, it was a weird thing. Just kind of got rolled up on a little bit, but luckily came back in and moved it around a little bit and just kept moving it, and it felt fine.
And did you have an x-ray?
Yeah, negative. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Cody, you guys put that nice drive together into the first half. What were the major problems in the second half?
I think, just like you said, putting drives together, you know, being consistent. You know, we hurt ourselves a couple times getting in some third and longs and got a little momentum going, had a penalty, something that, you know, would push us back a little bit. And it was unfortunate, you know, because they were putting drives together and they were capitalizing. And that was on us offensively, you know, to continue to do that in the second half. And we just, you know, didn't go our way. You know, we got to, like I said, you know, keep going back to complete games and playing, you know, finishing games and you know, we gave ourselves a chance there at the half and cut it close and came out the second half. And unfortunately, you know, we couldn't capitalize and keep the momentum going on our side.
So you'll be fine for Thursday night?
Yeah, I feel fine. Yep.
Cody, how tough is it when you know that if Dallas gets the ball, they're likely going to keep it for a long time? So when you get it, it kind of makes each possession more precious.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was a big point. You know, was you know, they're so effective with running the football, and, you know, they have a great offensive line, and you know, Zeke's done a great job at running back, and, you know, the time of possession is they have extended drives. You know, they run the ball, they move the ball down the field really well, and you got to capitalize on the drives when you get the ball. And, you know, offensively, you can't go three and out. You know, you can't have, you know, short 5-6 play drives and give the ball back. But, you know, that's on me, you know, to continue to put drives together and be more efficient.
What did it mean to you to have Corey back in there just to get him back at least somewhat involved?
Yeah, Corey, you know, obviously got to come back out and made some great catches today, and he's just a playmaker, you know, and even when he doesn't get the ball, you know, you have to account for him, and you have to, you know, he's just has that speed and that instinct, and just a great competitor, you know, and he's a guy out there that wants to win, you know, just as bad as the next guy, and he's out there working hard, and, you know, he had some great plays today, and you know, I think Terrell as well. You know, Terrell did a great job and got Gary and Andrew involved, and our backs did a good job, and our offensive line did a great job. We just got to continue, like I said, to put these drives together and put full games together.
Given the start, are there words for how difficult this whole thing is?
I think it's, for me, you know, the way I was brought up was, you know, through adversity, different things that happen in your life you can't control, and this team is, I think the best word right now is just relentless, you know, and these guys come back to work every day. And no matter what the circumstances are, you know, this is a great group of guys, and I love playing with them and you know, playing for this team and like I said before, this city, and it's tough, you know, it's tough. You know, you wanna win every game, and you know, when that doesn't happen, you gotta look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, let's go. You know, you gotta take it in, and you know, it's supposed to hurt. It's gonna hurt, because if it doesn't, then you don't care. You know, but it's gonna hurt, but you gotta move on, you know, and you gotta keep going. And you know, these guys in this locker room are great, you know, great character, great athletes, great guys that, you know, prepare as hard as they can every week. And obviously, you know, we've come up short, but, you know, that's not going to stop us. We're going to come, you know, ready to go. We got a short week this week and get ready for Thursday.
Cody, in the end of the opening possession, the third down where you rolled left and threw it to Hawk in the back of the end zone, you're really animated after that play. So what did you see? What was that reaction?
Yeah, I was just, you know, trying to make a play happen and threw it to him and missed him a little bit short. It was kind of, you know, a bunch of guys over there, but I saw him kind of sneaking around Gary, getting to the back corner, and I tried to put it low and away, so in case the guy followed him, and just a little bit too low. But yeah, I mean, those are opportunities you got to make, you know, and that's what's frustrating is, you know, rolling right, going back left, and trying to make a play happen and put some points on the board, but not, you know, obviously throw the, you know, to the other team and not make a mistake there, but try to make something happen, and just missed them a little bit short there, and you know, tried to get it to him.
How tough was it having to juggle the line again when Cam got?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously you never want to see, you know, your center go out, and it was an unfortunate situation. And, you know, I know Cam was upset, and we came in the locker room at halftime, and he was still there involved and everything, which was great to see. But, yeah, it was, you know, unfortunate situation, but, you know, Greco's a great player, great offensive lineman, and, you know, he's been at guard, center, guard, you know, moving back and forth. And Spencer, you know, got to come in again, but you know, it's just a game. Things happen that you can't control, or something might happen like that, and you just got to move on. You know, you got to continue to trust the guys in front of you and whoever goes in there.
Cam talk to you about it after the game? Or
no, we didn't talk about that. He just, you know, came in and was, you know, being encouraging, getting, you know, pumping us up, getting us excited. So,
do you think as a team, as a unit, you guys can, you know, rally and pull yourselves together to get up for a game already on Thursday?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That, like I said, the will of this team and the way these guys fight and, you know, just that relentless effort is something that, you know, and you don't see it outside the building, but I see it inside the building, and the guys in the locker room see it. And like I said, though, it's tough, and it's supposed to hurt. You know, you care so much about this game and the sport, and it hurts when you put everything you have into it. But, you know, these guys come ready to work every day, and I know tomorrow's going to be the same way. We're going to show up, and obviously, you know, it's going to hurt tonight a little bit, and you know, you're going to think about it, but you're going to come ready to go and clear your mind and get ready for, you know, Baltimore.
Feel any rust after not having played last week?
No, it was obviously getting back into it was you know, a little bit there, but no, we had that, you know, some big plays in the first drive, which was obviously good and kind of settled me down and the offense down a little bit. But I felt comfortable getting back in there and you know, being you know, out for a week, coming back in was fine.
Getting slammed on that one sack after coming off of a concussion couldn't have felt too good for the head, though, right?
No, I felt fine. Yeah, I mean, there was, like I said, took couple shots, but you know, that's part of the game, you know, and you know, I didn't feel any more symptoms come on or anything like that, and so I felt fine and just, you know, move on to the next play.
What did Dak say to you after the game?
And just, you know, continue to do what you're doing, and we told each other, you know, we're proud of each other, and you know, he just said, hey man, you're playing great, and continue to keep working hard. And you know, I told him the same thing, and like I said, you know, before the game, you know, it's cool to see, you know, another rookie have success, you know, a guy that you know and a guy that's become a good friend of yours. But yeah, I mean, we obviously are, you know, big fans of each other and, you know, continue to push each other and compete.
Could you take us through that pass to Crowell in the first drive, 44-yard pass?
Yeah, it was just, you know, something we saw game plan-wise, and it was a check play. If we got up there and we got the look we wanted, it was on me to check the play to that. And fortunate enough, we walked up and they gave us the exact look. And, you know, we worked on it a couple times, you know, throughout the week and you know, like I said, we got the look we wanted and checked to it, and you know, Craig did a great job of catching the ball and getting some yards after the catch.
Pretty good.
Good. Thank you, guys.